This is Community Campus Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Stream, podcast, or download program archives and more at ckuw.ca.
Hey, I'm Laura Western, host of The Reminder. Tune in every second Tuesday at noon where I broadcast you live from the University of Winnipeg campus. Listen in for a variety of music ranging from alternative, indie, some folk, old country, classic rock, maybe some singer-songwriter, and everything in between. Hope you like good music.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Archives of your favorite local programming are available online at ckuw.ca/schedule.
Folks, welcome to the mid-September edition of the How Do You Do review, coming to you on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, on Bell MTS Channel 713 in Churchill and across Manitoba, and a big hello to our friends listening on CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, and out there on the shores of the Detroit River, Windsor and Detroit, CJAM 99.1 FM, hello. My name is Joe Stover. Thank you so much for tuning into the program today. We're in Winnipeg this week, and I'm running a few pre-bear season errands in the city. And even though I'm preparing for what is usually a pretty chilly tourist season, it's still pretty warm, especially down here in Winnipeg. My goodness, it's supposed to be like 27 degrees tomorrow. Even though it's the middle of September, I suppose it's not technically autumn quite yet. It's getting close, though. Those awful yellow jackets are making life miserable for anyone that wants to be outside. Not like those happy yellow bumblebees, though. If only there was a nice little song about them.
I am a happy yellow bumblebee, flying around the forest green. And oh, 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 I flutter about in the swirling breeze, and the sun is yellow like me. I am a happy yellow bumblebee, everything so much new to me. But I'm not a thing, for if the bee gets too close, I give them a sting that makes them howl and scamper away. No, I'm not afraid, although sometimes I get lonely, cause my parents
time to make it to your party. Now I I just don't know what to do. And everyone I've talked to tells me the same thing, you know. It's not the bite that hurts you, it's the sting. Oh, yeah.
From Howell, Michigan, that's The Existential Dead with Yellow Jackets from their self-titled record released back in April. The brainchild of Justin H.K., who also runs a little record label to release his and brother-in-law's music called Dirt Witch Records. In addition to a blog and a link to listen to their other music, he also posted his resume on the label's website. Not only is he a musician, but he also has experience in park maintenance, including the use of a whippersnapper, and has experience working in biosecure facilities. A jack of all trades. I'd hire him in a second. Lincoln Conspiracy before them with a tune called The Sting from their 2005 EP called John. And to start the show was one of my all-time favorites of Montreal and a nice little song called Happy Yellow Bumblebee. That's from their concept album called The Bedside Drama, A Petite Tragedy, which came out in 1998. The concept of the album, as you might guess, is a new relationship that grows over time a little sour. To give you an idea, the first song is called One of a Very Few of a Kind, which is just laced with infatuation. And the last song is called It's Easy to Sleep When You're Dead. You get the idea. But I would rather be a happy yellow bumblebee than a mean old wasp. I used to be deathly afraid of bees until I realized they don't want to hurt you. They want to be your friend. Yeah, as for wasps, I'm still mortified of them. I can't help it.
Oh, they're more afraid of you than you are of them.
Yeah, right. If you just want to sit there while a freaking wasp orbits your head looking for a place to sting you, then all the power to you. But you can catch me running for the hills. Here's the Masterless Men on the How Do You Do review, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Have you heard about the big strong man? He lived in the caravan. Have you heard about the Jeffrey Johnson fight? Oh Lord, what a hell of a fight. You can take all the heavyweights you got. He had a man that can take the whole lot. He used to ring the bells in the belfry. Now he's gonna fight Jack Dempsey. That's me, brother Sylvester.
What you got?
With a roll of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest.
He killed 50 badmen in the West. He knows no rest. Think of the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just shove. Picture of you and me. He's got an arm like a leg. And a punch to the sink of battleship.
Big ship.
It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
Well, he thought he'd take a trip to Italy. And he thought that he'd go by sea. So he jumped off the harbor in New York. And he swam like a man made of cork. Then he saw the Lusitania in distress. Put the Lusitania on his chest. Drank all the water in the sea. Then he walked all the way to Italy.
That was me, brother Sylvester. With a roll of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest.
He killed 50 babbin in the West. He knows no rest. Think of the man has fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty room for you and me. He's got an arm like a leg. And a punch that'll sink a battleship.
Big ship.
It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester. Well, he thought to take a trip to Japan. They brought out the whole brass band. He played every instrument they got. My Lord, he played the whole lot. And the old church bells will ring. And the old church choir will sing. And that's how they said farewell to my big brother Sylvester. That was me, brother Sylvester.
What you got?
With a row of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest.
He killed 50 babbin in the West. He knows no rest. Think of the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty room for you and me. He's got an arm like a leg. And a punch of a single battleship.
Big ship.
It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester. That was me, brother Sylvester.
What you got?
With a row of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest.
He killed 50 babbin in the West. He knows no rest. Think of the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty room for you and me. He's got an arm like a leg. And a punch of a single battleship.
Big ship.
It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester. That was me, brother Sylvester.
What you got?
With a row of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest.
He killed 50 babbin in the West. He knows no rest. Think of the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty room for you and me. He's got an arm like a leg. And a punch of a single battleship.
Big ship.
It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester. Liada.
Is Shortwave Dave von Hotelgäste in Berlin. Ihr hört gerade CKUW 95,9 FM, Winnipeg.
If you've never heard this before, I hope you enjoy it. And if you have heard this before, I hope this is a good rendition tonight. I wrote this after a brief visit to the beautiful Cathedral of St. Thomas in downtown New York. And the song goes like this. much on religion, but I sure enough would like to hear you call. Never been much on religion, but I sure enough just fell down on my knees. I heard the choir singing something about goodwill toward men and even sleeping in heavenly peace. Stopped by to see St. Thomas afternoon. Something in the air was oh so rare. I don't know what it was, but I know that it's still right there. And I'm scared, Lordy Lord. I'm shaking, I'm terrified. Never been much on religion, but I sure enough just fell down on my knees. Living in confusion, truth that I never found. I needed something I could really believe. Looking toward the heavens on a dark and stormy winter afternoon, something in the air was oh so rare. I'm not really sure what it was, but I know for sure that it's still right. Terrified. Never been much on religion, but I sure enough just fell down on my knees. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm scared, you know I'm shaking, I'm laying awake thinking about it now. Just petrified. Never been much on religion, but I sure enough would love to hear you call. Come on now, give me a sign, you're listening to me. You hear me talking, you hear me crying, it's confusing to me, Lord, I'm terrified. Never been much on religion, but I sure enough just fell down on my knees. Whoa, 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 whoa. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Terrified, honey, I got you if you pull the knife. It's only right, put your hand around the hill tonight. Love's unaffected, how did you expect it to go? Undetected as you expect to grow.
Oh, 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 was unaffected as you expect. Our heart was on a ghostly ride. Love is unaddicted as you expect to go. Oh, 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 oh,
Stand Up for Our Side, from Novalero and their 2008 record, A Little Tradition. They played a rare show in Winnipeg this past summer. I would have loved to have gone. I haven't seen them since 2008, when they opened for the New Pornographers at the Winnipeg Jazz Festival. They played a rooftop show, too, back in 2018 when I was here, but I was taking a course, and I chose to study instead. A mixed blessing, I guess. I still really want to see them play again, though. Before them was another band I got to see in Winnipeg years ago, the Rural Alberta Advantage with Terrified from their album Mended with Gold, which came out in 2014. The Winnipeg connection continues with Burton Cummings with a song from his 1996 live album, Up Close and Alone. The song is called I'm Scared. And to start the set off was the Masterless Men from Newfoundland. And The Big Strong Man, which is found on their 2002 record, On the Run. If I were a big strong man, I might not be as scared or terrified. No, that of course isn't true. Even big strong men can be scared, and women, and non-binary. We're all allowed to be scared, people. Of wasps, especially. I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the Winnipeg community losing one of the buildings that was iconic to our music scene. On Wednesday, the Windsor Hotel burnt down. Hadn't been occupied in some time, but local blues fans definitely are feeling the loss of the building itself. I didn't get down there very much in my time here myself, but hearing those folks talk about the Windsor, it's no surprise they feel how they do. I'm going to quote a Facebook post from our pal Terry Erickson, who Winnipeggers will know as a legendary doorman about town, who I think put it best. Terry says, "So in August of 2000, I walked into the Windsor Hotel. Little did I know I'd come home to a place that would forever change my life. The music I loved played with precision and love and soul by numerous local, national, and international artists, musicians, and bands. The staff and patrons, typically all of the same mind regarding the music and the venue, many of these patrons, staff, artists, have become lifelong friends. This venue led me down numerous roads associated with the music scene in Winnipeg, along with a cornucopia of artists, local, national, international, as well as musical organizations. I've made memories I never could have anticipated, which are priceless. Although sad to see it go, I'm happy to see fate intervene and allow it to go out in a blaze of glory." Well said, Terry. Here's Tony Nesca.
Every Friday night at the Windsor Hotel, the blues band kicked in at 10 o'clock as the lights went down. Cigarette smoke thick in the air. She hit the dance floor, those hips moving just right, those legs kicking high. That grin from the dark side, crowd howling because problems gone just for the night. Gone and lost to the smell of beer and laughter and bad money hookup. Then came her partner, big man, big gut, strong, proud, and beautiful. Cartwheels into the fray, moves like grease lightning, faces those crazy hips and shakes. He moves large frame with cat-drunk grace, swings her up, down and around, then another cartwheel. Crowd explode. Band cranks it out loud and dangerous. Guitar sings a nasty song. Saxophone snarls and hits it hard and she grins and struts across the floor. Ooh yeah, baby. She made it sing like cool easy rain. She made it moan like afternoon sex in the schoolyard. And the big man right beside her, big smile, big laughter, graceful violence every Friday night at the blues bar in the corner. Yeah, every Friday night at the Windsor Hotel.
Love me, love me. same.
Get your Coke, plug in your phone, plug in your computer.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
That's Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I've been 7 long years working on the hard rock pile. I've been 7 long years working on the hard rock pile. And if I get to San Francisco, you'll see me wearing a smile. About the break of day, I get up every morning just about the break of day. Well, I pick up my shovel, I work my life away.
It's been said.
I Love a Long Goodbye. Something I suppose the old Windsor Hotel sort of got, I suppose. That was Sloan from their 2001 album Pretty Together. Before them was no stranger to the Windsor, Big Dave McLean with Seven Long Years, and that's from the Guess Who's Home tribute album to the Guess Who, released on Transistor 66 Records back in 2005. We heard a song about the Windsor from the Crooked Brothers before that, Windsor Beer, it's called, and that's from their record Deathbed Pillow Talk from 2009. And we started it off with Tony Nesca and the Windsor Hotel from his 2021 album called Word Music. The last time I was at the Windsor Hotel was almost 10 years ago, I'd say. They'd started booking non-blues acts. It was around that time, I think. And it was for the album release of Bazooka Joe 204, then known as John Smith, his album called Minor League MVP, a bangin' show, if I remember it correct. Speaking of Bazooka Joe 204, he's getting back together with Yai and Big McEnroe, the old Park Lake Setting Gang, and putting out their first record in almost 20 years. This, That, and the Third will be released on October 6th on Peanuts and Corn Records, of course. Here's the first single from that album. It's called Struggle Raps, right here on the How Do You Do review. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, and CJAM 99.1 FM Windsor, Detroit.
It was when, of course, it wasn't. Never struggled with the raps, but everything else is something. In a squared circle job, and Lanny Poffo with the pen. See the boxes like a foxhole, so don't ever fence me in. Shell shock, seeing stars like Mario Kart. Camp Lo pulled me aside and said, you party too hard. Now uptown Saturday nights feel farther and darker than they ever felt before. I parted with my partner, started on a new script. What a writer's block. The cul-de-sac bring you around whether you like it or not. On a winter picket line, like we should strike when it's hot. I don't pick when it visits, so I fight for my spot. Grew up in the gravel, 500 in the ballpark. Holes in the wall like they rented your home for Hallmark. Movie shoot, Scooby-Doo pajamas in the Walmart. A comfort while we all fall apart, man, it's all hard. I know what you thought it was, when of course it wasn't. Never struggled with the raps, but everything else is something. I know what you thought it was, when of course it wasn't. Never struggled with the raps, but everything else is something.
I know what you thought it was, when of course it wasn't. Never struggled with the raps, but everything else is something. Came up middle class, never had a ton, but never hungry. Family structure had enough outside the usual dysfunction. Punk shit, tried to dance around it. Sammy Davis had a kid at 23. I didn't do me any favors. It was later when me clear up against it. Would eventually had to parent by myself while she co-parented against me. Flash forward, had some more. We'll make it, I was certain. Go to school, come home. My wife is taking off for work before she taking off for good. I'm left to paint the nursery alone so long. I'm like a pro with this adversity. Daddy deal with hurt and he's a teacher with the patience of the saint, but they keep adding up realistic expectations. Went through a couple in some cases, had to happen. Had a problem with the rest, but never struggled with the rapping.
I know what you thought it was, when of course it wasn't. Never struggled with the raps, but everything else is something. I know what you thought it was, when of course it wasn't. Never struggled with the raps, but everything else is something.
The not so perfect introvert, waiting for an intro. Low likelihood of getting hurt while playing my Nintendo. Never feared the extra work, the problem is the tempo. It's decade five of distant dreams, can I be so simple? Who am I to ever see? The asthma's gone, I can breathe. Messed up problems with my feet, but best friend Ty could barely see. and he keeps his head up, at least to me. Puts it in perspective, my obsessing on a frequency. As I fix a mix that fuel stream, competing for your mind, share with Marvel Flicks and Justice League, Hollywood Reporter, Variety and TMZ, viral videos of car wrecks and EMTs. It's not the time to paint the Mona Lisa. It's lightning fast consumption, scammy NFTs, bruh. If you get attention, they're calling you a genius. I struggle just to hide it, my disgust.
I know what you thought it was, when of course it wasn't. Never struggle with the raps, but everything else is something. I know what you thought it was, when of course it wasn't. Never struggle with the raps, but everything else is something.
This morning, I'm praying it was something she ate. Feeling pains in my torso now. I scream, oh, fuck the world, but Mother Nature's taking ortho now. Trying to regulate her stress and pain also now. This life hurts a little more so now, but I'm still holding on, y'all, for real.
The pain that you
y'all
know, the evil you see, I got a feeling that we're gonna be alright.
The sun shining, no stress, I'm so blessed, no regrets. I am my past, and my path has guided me inside of me. Placed me in spots where tracks be, and cats be so hungry, it's so funny. I wanna race against millions. 23 years ago, the build this flow over beats made from a cat overseas, exposed to the league. It's so peace and so deep. So who am I to question the signs and crass ways of these last days? It just happens that way. Divine designs of life balanced that way. The trend surface. And it all blends perfect.
The pain that you know, the evil you see, I got a feeling that we're gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright.
Yo, now one more time, come on.
The pain that you know, the evil you see,
people hugging worldwide, you know what I'm saying?
Don't have to worry, baby, uh-huh. No, you don't have to worry about me.
It's gonna be alright, y'all. Just keep holding on, for real.
It's
for me to you, for you and yours. Justice League to the world, baby.
It's
like this, y'all.
Come on.
four, three, two, one.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Yeah.
some grooves to end this one. That was Bachelor of Hearts with Aurora Borealis from their 2017 EP called A Cosmic Funk Odyssey. Otis McDonald before them with Behind These Closed Doors, which is found on a really cool album title here. Innovations in Booty Shaking Music. Volume 1, yes. That came out in 2018, so we are due for Volume 2. Mm-hmm. Before them, The Foreign Exchange, who are Nicolay and Fonte, with Be Alright from their first record together released in 2004 called Connected. And to start that set was a lead single from Park Like Setting's new album, which will be out in October. That was Struggle Raps. Can't wait to hear the whole thing. Almost 20 years since their last one. That's it for us today. Thanks so much for tuning in. The How Do You Do review is produced for and by CKUW 95.9 FM at the University of Winnipeg and was recorded this week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. The show is also shared with our great friends in St. John's, Newfoundland on CHMR 93.5 FM and out in Windsor, Ontario and Detroit, Michigan on CJAM 99.1 FM. Find us online, howdoyoudoreview.tumblr.com. Email us too if you'd like, howdoyoudoreview@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook if it ever works again, and the Twitter too. Why not? Gotta run. We'll chat with you again real soon. Cheers.
The Wrench is the Winnipeg Repair, Education, and Cycling Hub. Since 2010, The Wrench has used discarded bike parts collected from Winnipeg's 4R sites to educate our community in bike mechanics and to keep us all on our bikes through access to bikes and bike repair. Got a bike or some parts that you want to put to good use? Drop them off at any of the City of Winnipeg's 4R sites on Panet, Pacific, or Brady Road during their open hours. Wrench volunteers pick up from each location at least monthly and get those bikes back on the road through education programs, community bike repair supports, and bike giveaways. To learn more or become a volunteer, visit us at thewrench.ca.